Satan tempts us to deny our cross. Matthew 16:23. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Satan will rear his wicked head up at the worst and the best of times. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus dealt with him, and Luke tells us that Satan only left him for a season. Jesus told Peter that Satan desired to sift him as wheat. And yes, Satan comes to you for one reason, and one reason only, to sift. If he could, he would kill us, but since he cannot, torture, temptation is the next best thing. So then now we see Jesus telling Peter, right after his marvelous declaration of Jesus being Lord, to get thee behind me, Satan. For Satan came to use Peter to talk the Lord out of self-denial. Yes, that is his goal. That was how he sifted Peter as well. Peter denied the Lord three times. Peter lied. Instead of denying himself, he denied Christ. Is this not a picture of him denying his own cross as a disciple of and a follower of Jesus Christ? Was he not asked three times if he was a follower of Jesus of Nazareth, and he denied it all the same time? Did not Peter follow the temptations of Satan and drop his cross? You are always tempted to drop your cross, to deny your cross, not yourself. And so it is with Satan. He is always working to talk you down off that cross. If you will just deny your cross and not your flesh, you will be happy, he says to you. So then he comes to the Lord with the same temptation. Deny the cross and what it stands for, or deny thy flesh. Is it not what the war of all wars is with the Christian man or woman? That's the duty, either deny thy cross or deny thy flesh. Are we not brought to a place to make a decision? Will we deny our cross or deny ourselves? Verse number 24 says, Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. If you will come after Christ, you must deny yourself. Then by denying myself, I then must take up my cross. A state of self-denial will never do. We must put on for what we took off. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because you took off the old man. You cannot just deny yourself, but you must put on Christ. You must put on the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You must put on the things of God. While we take off self, we must put on Jesus. And there are four types of ground in the Bible. The first three are unfruitful. The third is said to become unfruitful because trials, afflictions, worldly cares, and much more choke the word that is preached, and we become unprofitable. So then Jesus warns us to deny self and take up thy cross. Satan tempts us to deny our cross. So then deny ourselves, no, but deny the cross, yes, is what can happen. Put down thy cross and ease thy burden a bit. Be it not so for you to suffer like that. You shouldn't have to suffer anything. Your life shouldn't have to be a life of suffering. Why, just put down this cross. Just give into this sin. Just give into this wickedness. Just please yourself for a change. Just make yourself happy. Just do something according to your own will and lay down your cross. Drop your cross. But if we drop our cross, we are in for real losses. Learn then to hold fast to thy cross. Let no man take thy crown. Let no devil take thy crown. Let not thoughts and fears and temptations tempt thee to deny thy cross. But no, deny thyself, take up thy cross, and follow Christ.